Okay, everybody, here we go. Season 4. Can you believe it? Season 4 of the Unbelievable Freedom Podcast, now known as Unbelievable Freedom Conversations, because really, that's what these are. Some of those conversations will be with Jen, some will be with other authors and freedom topic experts, but all of them will be between you and me, because that's really what this is all about, the pursuit of freedom, the ongoing refining of what it means, the practices that support its flow, and of course, the enjoyment of life. Hey, everybody. I think that this episode is going to come as a surprise, and I kind of hate that it may come as a slight disappointment to a few of you who continue to listen. I am recording this morning to serve as the podcast finale. Not a season finale, but a real need to wrap up the loose end that is this podcast. So you know that I consider myself to be a writer. I came into this public space, onto this platform as a writer. I started blogging and then wrote a book, and it has taken twists and turns since that time. But lately, and especially in the last few weeks since I brought the podcast back, I've been doing some deep reflection on how I like to package my message. You know, we live in an age of beautiful possibility, so many different ways to communicate. Some people paint a picture, and some people bake a loaf of bread. And, you know, if you have a message like this one, a message of words, they can be spoken on a video or recorded into a podcast or used to supplement photo blogs or printed on the page. And I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to continue following the flow in terms of how I communicate my message and get out into the world what I believe is important. This in no way indicates that I feel like I'm done being curious about and having a conversation about unbelievable freedom. In fact, I sometimes have the breathtaking thought that I've just barely begun with that. I think it's important to let go of things that aren't serving you. Put down things that feel like they're heavy. And as much as I have enjoyed the opportunity to speak to you using my voice, using this iPhone and this platform, I'm realizing it feels heavy, and I'm seeing clearly the part of me that has just wanted to force it to work. That part, as I use internal family systems to get curious about that part, is always trying to force things that don't fit and assert its will to make things just be easy that aren't. The podcast has never entirely flowed. It is something that I was curious enough to start, and I spent the first two seasons just kind of riffing on what was on my heart at the time. Those of you who have listened throughout, walked with me through the post-pandemic book stuff and through the news of impending grandmotherhood and through my grandson's birth and all the way to today. It's just a few more weeks until it's been 2 years since I started to do this podcast, but it just feels right to say goodbye to this piece now, here. And I urge you to consider the same. You may not have a podcast, despite how many times I have echoed that you should use Anchor if you do decide to create one, but you've got something that you've been carrying, something that just feels somehow easier to drag along than to let go. And I'd like to let this final episode, I don't remember now, it's 80-something, 84, 85. I'd like to let this final episode serve as an invitation to let go of something that is clunky and heavy. And, you know, we can't put down every burden. Some of them we have to endure and carry, but a lot of them we choose, and we can forget to see it that way. We can forget to look through the lens at, is this optional? Do I have permission to do something different? Do I have permission to just stop? And so I'm giving myself permission today to stop forcing myself to show back up to this podcast. It doesn't mean I'm disappearing, and it definitely doesn't mean that I'm done creating. I hope you will follow along at unbelievablefreedom.com. The website is in a mishmash of construction right now, and I'm not sure if there's an email sign up there. But there will be, in the grand scheme, there'll be a way to stay connected through email. I'm actually contemplating a return to blogging because I definitely have something to say every week, and it feels much more aligned and congruent with how I flow during the week to put those words down in writing. So watch for that. Watch for a blog to return. Watch for a place to sign up to get reminders that that exists. And you can always come on to Instagram and send me a direct message. That's a quick and easy way to just correspond with me as a person. Some of you do that, and I appreciate it. But if you are an Instagram person, find me at Unbelievable Freedom and just hit that button that says message and send me something direct. In the meantime, of course, enjoy your life. And I really mean that. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever brings more enjoyment, believe in that possibility. I that's what I stand for. That's what my grandmother gifted me, and what I attempt to pass on is enjoy your life. The best way to connect with me is Instagram at Unbelievable Freedom and a direct message there. If you prefer email, it's a long one. UnbelievableFreedomBooks@gmail.com. UnbelievableFreedomBooks@gmail.com.